Elevator. See home, Mom. Elevator. One in the door. On the way are. See home, Mom.
Hey, hey, guys. It's Elle. I just thought I would share that when I first started recording this, so this is like my third time trying to start, and my first time that I tried, I started leaving a voicemail. I was like, hey guys, it's Elle. I was just calling to, and I was like, wait a minute, this is a podcast, it's not a voicemail. If that gives you any insight to how tired I really am. But anyways, I hope everybody's had a great week. Really excited to be back here today, and I kind of want to like start a series, not a series that's going to happen every week, but just kind of a series I can fall back on whenever I don't have anything like too crazy or interesting going on in my life that I want to share or talk about, so as to like always have something to talk about type thing. That's not a type thing, it's a thing. But anyways, okay. So the series would be, is going to be, To Be Honest, or TBH, hashtag TBH. So my little cousin put up a picture on her Instagram story, I think, and she's like, you can ask me a question or send me an emoji and I'll give you a TBH. So it just got me thinking about TBH stuff, or To Be Honest stuff. And I was thinking about how one of the things I love most about momming, not about being a mom, but just about momming, is the fact that when you, oh my gosh, you guys, I just looked down and there was a booger on my hair. That's a TV honest moment. My grandmother probably just heard this and was like, oh my gosh, you should have kept that to yourself. I should have, but I knew that my son had sneezed earlier and I had seen a booger, but I could not figure out where it was and I just found it. That is disgusting. Okay. But anyways, moving on. It just got me thinking about the fact that one of the things I love most about momming is the fact that, okay, so in your regular life, you'll go talk to people and the conversation will go a little bit like this, you know, hey, haven't seen you in a while. How are you doing? Oh, I'm doing great. How are you? Oh, I'm doing fine. What have you been up to? Oh, you know, changing the world and living my best life and, you know, starting 20 businesses and scoring a 1600 on the SAT and, you know, sending all my kids away to college on full scholarships. They're all going to Harvard simultaneously because, you know, my youngest is just a genius and, you know, my oldest is just smart. So, you know, I mean, it really can't get that much better. And they're all going to be going on the next flight with NASA just because they've decided they want to be rocket scientists. So, you know, that's like a regular conversation. But then once you join this, like once you become a mom, it's like you join a little, what do I want to call it? Like a club. You join a little club. And when you see a mom, it's like, hey, I know what you're really going through. And so it's like, people don't, I don't know, hide behind that. It's like, oh, hey, you know, how's your week? Oh, I'm tired. Oh, I get it. You know, it's not like, oh, I'm full of energy and everything's perfect. And I feel like, I don't know, I just really love that about momming. I love that that everybody's so honest. But what's interesting is I was talking to my husband and we were talking about that whole, like, those 18 girls at some, I don't know, at some high school that made that pact about all getting pregnant together. And then, which led us to talking about that MTV show that was like 16 and pregnant. And so then there were girls trying to get pregnant at 16 just to have a chance to be on the show. And I was like, nobody was honest with these people about pregnancy and and labor and delivery and having a baby, raising a baby. And if you think about it, like, how much did you really know before you had a baby and before you started raising kids? Like, it just all seems like, yeah, you know, like when people are like, oh, do you want kids? I was like, yeah, you know, I want kids and I think it'll be really nice and I'm so excited, I look forward to it. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't. I'm just saying it would be nice every once in a while if you wanted to just be able to get the real deal, kind of, you know, the dirty, the nitty gritty about what you're about to get yourself into. Eventually I want to talk about labor and delivery, and I want to talk about pregnancy, but I just wanted to, I don't know, just kind of talk a little bit about some of the TBH moments I've lived in the past couple weeks with momming. So one is I am sleep training my son. Now see, that's not something people really would talk about. You wouldn't walk up to somebody and be like, oh, hi, how are you? Oh, you're single? Let me tell you about sleep training. Like, that's not something you would think about. You know, and to be honest, with my daughter, it wasn't a thing for me. When people talked about their kids not sleeping through the night, I just kind of scoffed at them like, please, you just obviously don't know what you're doing. But no, okay, kids don't know what they're doing. You have to teach them everything. Nobody tells you that. So, and if someone does tell you, you probably don't get the extent of what everything really encompasses. It means every little tiny thing you have to teach your child. So like when your child comes home from the hospital and they're a newborn, they don't breathe at the standard rate of breathing. They're kind of like a lot of times because their brain hasn't fully developed in like teaching them the pattern of breathing. Like, who would have thought that'd be a thing? You think you come out and you're just breathing, which you are, but we don't recognize that there's like a rate of breath and that we learned this habit. And it wasn't taught to us necessarily by our parents or anything, but it's learned. And so I think that those are things you just don't think about. So sleep training. I'm sleep training my son. It's going horribly. Not well. So I would say, okay, so before the 4-month sleep regression, so when he was about 3 months, he was sleeping like a champ. So I thought I had it pretty easy. He slept about 6.5 hours every night. That was his longest stint. And so, I just thought it was going to be simple. I wasn't really worried about it. I was like, what I was doing during the day must be good enough. So with my daughter, I was really, really into the structure. I mean, we did our own kind of like version of Baby Wise, which I got that idea from one of my friends. That's what she told me she did. And so we kind of did our own version of Baby Wise. And so what we would do is we would wake our daughter up every 3 hours. And everybody's always like, I never wake a sleeping baby. But let me tell you, like with her, we would wake her up. I'd feed her, we'd play with her for about 30 minutes, swaddle her, and put her down awake. So she wasn't asleep yet. And then she would sleep for however long. And then we'd wake her up. So probably about 3 hours when she was first born. And we did that like clockwork. My husband was home with me. We did it through the night. We took turns. I was pumping and we were bottle feeding. And I don't know, it worked. My daughter, starting at a month, when the doctor kind of gave us the go-ahead to let her sleep through the night if she wanted to, she did. Now, we did give her a passy, and she took to it. My son, on the other hand, never really wanted the passy at night, so I think that kind of changed it. But she was breastfed, but I pumped, so it came out of a bottle. My son is truly breastfed. He's had a bottle maybe 3 times in his whole life. Not because I'm like anti-bottle or because I like super love nursing, but just because I'm too lazy to pump and I really didn't like it before. So I just don't want to do it now. Nursing is just super easy for me. And so I just prefer it. I'm a stay-at-home mom. So I kind of feel like that's a privilege I like have to not have to give them the bottle right now. Although one benefit of sleep training is that it seems like as I sleep train him, he's more willing to take the bottle. But anyways, so that's neither here nor there. So anyways, at a month, my daughter started sleeping from like, I think it was 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. So 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, 7 hours every night. And then when she was 4 months, she had 2 weeks where she would wake up in the middle of the night there. And I would just have to feed her and put her back down. And everything was fine. I really hope that yawn didn't come through, but I just yawned because I'm exhausted. But so I would have to feed her and then put her back down. And then at about 6 months, so that lasted 2 weeks. Then she went back to normal. And then at about 6 months, she dropped the 10 o'clock feeding and slept from 7 to 7. And it's been that way. Maybe that was 5 months, actually. But anyways, no, it was after the 4 month sleep regression. That's right. That's right. So then she slept from 7 to 7, and it's been that way since. And she always sleeps 12 hours. She was taking 2-3 hour naps for a while, I felt like. And then, now she's down to 1 3-hour nap, depending on where it is in the day. And she's still tired that second time, but she just doesn't want to take the nap. I can get her to lay in her crib, but she just wants to play and play and play. It's really sweet. But sleeping is really important for kids. So, well, then my son came along and I did it very loosely. So I would put him to sleep in his bouncer, which I used to let my daughter fall asleep in the bouncer sometimes. And then sometimes in the bassinet. Well, I would put him to sleep in the bouncer because, I just wanted to kind of keep an eye on him because he was so little. And I don't think I was as rigid or as structured or as scheduled as I was with her, because I wanted to have time with her while he was sleeping. So I wasn't as quick to wake him up or making sure I put him down at the exact right time type thing. Well, boy, did that come bite me in the butt now. So now I'm trying to sleep train him. And at first I tried to do it just all on my own, just kind of making it up as I go along. And yeah, it wasn't going well at first. And then I tried putting him down later. I tried keeping him up for like longer during the day, and trying to force him into just into like two naps in the day. It worked horribly. He cried half the day. He would fall asleep in the bouncer anyway. So I might as well just put him down and actually get that time with my daughter, or if my daughter is asleep, get that time to relax. So, and then I tried nursing him for like, I don't know, for a shorter amount of time. So that was actually going really well, and he was starting to sleep longer. And then we all got sick for a month. And that was shot to poo poops. So I had to start over again and did the same thing, tried to just, you know, feed him less and see if that would help. It didn't. Then I did my research and somebody suggested like slowly weaning them. So most kids, I guess, like the normal feeding when you're starting is 3 and you're trying to get it down to 0. So my aunt had suggested trying to give him water. And so one night I tried to just cut it out cold turkey, give him water. He was screaming. It was horrible. I felt bad. So I gave him a bottle with a little bit of water in it. He drank a little sip of it and he went back to sleep. Yay. But I was like, this is not going to cut it. He can't like cry all the time. It's just not how I want to do it. So then I Googled it and somebody mentioned, so if they eat 3 times a night, then doing like 4 minutes, 4 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 3 minutes, 3 minutes, 3 minutes, 3 minutes, 3 minutes, like that. So until you get down to everything being 2, and then once something is 2 minutes, then changing that 1 out for water each time, and then to nothing. I tried that, and I kept feeding him too long sometimes, or falling asleep while I was feeding him. It was just not working. So then somebody that I follow, her name is Amanda Auer, A-U-E-R, she mentioned that Sadie was sleep training her son and that he had, like, slept for a while. And somebody asked her what she was using, what method she was using. And she mentioned the Taking Cara. I think it's at Taking Cara, like C-A-R-A, method. And so I looked it up and I'm trying it. And it's kind of working. So the problem is, one of the things that most people mention is when you're trying to sleep train your kid, you should put them in a separate room for 14 days. At the end of 14 days, you can move them back into your room and all should be fine, but you should separate them out. Well, I don't really want to do that. One, because we don't have a baby monitor. I don't know why. We just never got one. It's never been a thing we've really needed. We are going to get one when our two kids share a room, just so I can, because then we can kind of be in our room by ourselves and check on our kids that way. But we can hear them, and we always checked on them, like, every time we would wake up, and I don't know, it wasn't something that we really needed. They're really close to our room, and our son, our baby, our youngest, is in our room. So I don't really want to put him in another room when I might not hear him. And so, yeah, to say that it's been hard is just an understatement. So basically, when he wakes up, I go through, like, some steps to teach him to go back to sleep. Most people talk about the fact that even though those steps are 14 days long, it only takes them 4 days. Well, we've had 4 nights, so yeah. We'll see tonight if that is true. Because the first night was horrible and last night was horrible. The 2 nights in between weren't terrible, but it was rough. My husband stayed home from work for kind of the first 4 days, like the first 2 out of the 4 days. So like a Thursday and Friday, and then we had the weekend. So that way when the kids woke up, he took them and I got to take a nap, because I'm up all night basically. So the process takes about 20 minutes if you have to go through the whole thing. And I don't know, I'm not getting good sleep. I'm waking up like every hour sometimes with him. Like last night it was like 3, 4, 5, and 6. And he's not opening his eyes, but anytime he's crying or whimpering, I'm waking up and going through all the steps and stuff. And so I'm just so exhausted. Like I'm falling asleep on this podcast right now, you guys. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, but I am. And I don't know. It's crazy. I put this up on my Instagram about the fact that you live so much of your mom life exhausted. Like, I don't know. If I could change anything about my life right now, it would just be getting more sleep. One of my friends suggested going to bed like at 7:30 when my kids go down. And I don't know. I can't do it. Like, I want that time with my husband. And as much as I know I need sleep and as much as I know I'll benefit from it, I don't know. I'm one of those people who's like super borderline obsessed with my husband. I'm laughing right now, but probably not really joking. But I don't know. And I'm so extroverted anyway. So like, I don't know. I should be doing more things for myself, like sleeping, but I love time with him. And so I'm not sleeping. Like last night we stayed up till midnight, and then my son woke up at 1, and then at 3, and then 4, and then 5, and then 6. And it's not for very long, but even though it might only be for 5 minutes, for him, he's not fully waking up. He's just whimpering because he's used to it. But I am fully waking up because I've got to time them to know whether or not to take the next step. To go to the next step in the process. So, yeah. Now, has anyone honestly told you that? also, there will be no more drip drop sessions, as my husband told me they were lame, so they've been removed. But I will say this, okay? I'm obsessed with Ellen. This is totally off topic, so I just totally switch gears. And my husband would totally say this is rambling, but hey, it's my podcast. So I'm really obsessed with Ellen. Not like the actual show, but the YouTube clips. Apparently, I don't know if I just don't have like long enough attention span. No, it's just that I don't like, we don't have like cable. We have like Netflix and Hulu and Amazon. I don't know, something else. And so that's just what we watch. And so we watch it on YouTube. And so Kirsten Bell and Dax Shepard were on, who I'm also obsessed with. They did that like laundry commercial. And I think after that, I just really liked them. And then I found out she was like in Frozen, and she was the voice of the Gossip Girl XOXO. And she's just completely hilarious, and she does this thing on Ellen called momsplaining. But anyways, they started a little brand called Hello Bello, I think, and they did like diapers and wipes and some diaper cream, some lotions, and some sunscreen. I'm guessing it's called Hello Bello because her name's Kirsten Bell, but. And she's got this great story about how she was, like, super obsessed with sloths. And then her husband got her, thought it would be really cute to get her a sloth for her 30th birthday. And he brought it out, and she started sobbing hysterically, I guess, because, like, he remembered. And it was so sweet. But, yeah. Okay. So, on the diapers, there's sloths on one of them. And I just, I'm one of those people who has, like, really, like, I get obsessed with something for a while. And then, like, I kind of, I don't know, I just move on. But that's the new flavor of the week. I already told my husband I want to try it. Try the diapers and see what they're like. Because the thing about diapers is that it has nothing to do with like if you like one better or not. It's really just which diaper works best with your kid. And right now with my son, I feel like he just has blowouts all the time. And not because his diapers are full, but just because none of them fit perfectly. I mean, so I think in that regard, it would be nice for me to get one of those, like, cloth diapers to just cover his diaper, and then I'd be fine. But, yeah, we haven't found a winner yet. The closest is Huggies right now. My daughter was Pampers from birth till now, but not my son. So, but anyways, I'm going to try them. They say they're super absorbent. I guess I remember all of this from the 5-minute clip that I watched today. They just came out today. I called my husband immediately and had him look them up with me so we could see them together. But yeah. Anyways, if you want another To Be Honest, people, it's that once you have kids, you get excited about really funny things like diapers and with cute little characters on them and cool wipes that are thick and smell good, or have no smell if you want to be fragrance free. But anywho, so that's kind of where I'm at. My son is still not sleep trained. He's not eating like during the night, in the middle of the night. So I do know that he doesn't need to eat, so that's good, but he won't sleep straight through. But he's still in my room, so that might be part of it. And I give him the passy in the middle of the night, but he spits it out after he gets it, so he won't stay asleep with it type thing. So I don't know. Just keep me in your prayers, guys, that I don't pass out from exhaustion. I really don't know how people do it. Like, what do people use for energy to just stay awake all day? Like, I'm not getting enough rest. Like, physically, I'm not getting enough. So I don't know what people do. And my son doesn't sleep as long as my daughter. So he does take a nap while she's sleeping, but it's not nearly as long. So by the time my sun goes down, or by the time I'm done with everything, and my son's waking up, not going down, he's waking up, so I don't get naps. I don't know. So, this week's To Be Honest is, you will not sleep when you have kids. There will be a significant drop in your sleep and in your quality of sleep. My aunt, I feel like she just does so well with not sleeping. Like, she has her own business and she stays up late, and then she goes to all her kids' activities and she wakes up early with her kids. And like, when I was there over the holidays, I was feeding in the middle of the night sometimes, and so I'd be up for some reason and she would be up doing stuff. And I'm just always impressed by stuff like that. Like, I just could not function if that was me. But it's not. So there's hope for the world. Anyways, I hope everybody has a great week. And I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Brought to you by Elle's Need to Sleep. This is like the fourth time I've done the podcast, because all the other times I sounded like a robot or something because I was so exhausted. But I got it in a little early today, and my husband and I, we did a little shopping tonight, so that always provides some energy. All right, before I, like, ramble too much, and my husband's like, cut out this whole section, honey. I don't know why you have this part in there. all right, guys, have a great week, and I will chat with you later.